Today I'm joined by Oglethorpe senior golfer Hap Caulfield. Hap, of course, is a member of the 2009 NCAA Division III National Championship Oglethorpe University Golf Team, as well as the 2009 SCAC Conference Championship Golf Team. First of all, Hap, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for everything.
Hap, just talk a little bit. I asked Scott earlier today, and I want to ask you the same question. You guys obviously off of winning the SCAC Conference Championship in Tunica, Mississippi, had a little bit of a reprieve until Nationals had to go through finals and a number of things. Just talk about how you, not only individually, but as a team, were able to sort of maintain your focus and continue to play good golf heading into the NCAAs this year.
Well, our coach did a real good job of getting us out on some golf courses, some really nice golf courses, and letting us play, and we just kind of got together as a team and kind of made like a couple games and stuff, like playing against each other and kind of have a little competition. And for us, I think that's probably the biggest thing, is having a team that is so good, so deep, with seven guys, and it kind of like makes a tournament in itself, just us out there playing together. So that really helped us out a lot during the little time we had off.
Hap, a total of 298 score at NCAA is good enough for 27th overall. And Hap, you mentioned Coach getting you guys out to good courses. Over your spring break, on your way to another golf tournament, you guys had the opportunity to stop at PGA Village and play the course that where NCAAs were this year. Just talk about how important that was for you guys as a team and you know, being able to go out there and be familiar with the courses you were playing throughout the tournament over the weekend.
I mean, it helped us out a lot for us to get a chance just to look at the golf course and see how it was. And almost, it was almost kind of like a little vacation where we just kind of relaxed and kind of see the golf course without having a lot of pressure on us before the tournament. So we kind of got a good feel, a good vibe for it, and, I mean, it was a lot of fun going down there, and we had a good time and had some good practice down there.
Matt, one of the interesting things about golf is while you're out there on the course, you're sort of playing as an individual, but you also have the team aspect with it. Just talk about the way you mentally have to, you know, focus the grind, you know, day in and day out of each round, knowing that even though you may not be having the best, or you might not be striking the ball as best as you'd like to, you still got to, you know, keep composed and remember that you got the team as well to hold up for. And just talk about, you know, how the ebbs and flows go with that as far as golf.
Yeah, with the team event, I mean, we have five guys and only four scores count. So you do have one guy, if he plays bad, you just throw his score out. But you always want to keep pushing yourself. You're like, oh, I'm the highest man. You don't want to kind of quit on your team. And you kind of want to kind of pump the other guys up, trying to get them going, and make sure that they're doing their best and just playing well. And with a team event, I mean, it kind of almost takes a little bit of pressure off of you. So you're like, oh, I got some guys that can maybe back me up if I'm not playing as well. So, I mean, it helps you out a little bit. But, I mean, it's still a lot of pressure on you to help your team and help your teammates and win that championship.
Again, I'm joined by senior golfer Hap Caulfield of Oglethorpe University, a native of Vidalia, Georgia. And Hap, you know, Oglethorpe has been, you know, one of the golfing powerhouses in the country over the past years. They finished in the top 10 8 years in a row now, including this year's, obviously, national championship run. You know, what did you notice? This has been your second trip to the NCAAs. What have you noticed? You know, what was the difference this year as compared to years past that you guys were able to break through and finally win a national championship?
Well, it kind of started before the year started, where we had some real good recruits coming in, and we knew that they were good players. And like this, throughout the whole semester, we've had a real good, like, some guys would play good, but some guys wouldn't. I mean, it just kind of came together, and we all knew that we had a good team, a lot of talent, but we just couldn't seem to get it put together all at one time. And I think we just kind of got together. We all knew we could win the tournament, and we all knew that we had enough talent to, and that we could definitely get in there and win the next championship, and we just got it done.
Finally, Hap, I'd just like you to talk a little bit about, you know, what this whole experience has meant to you. Obviously, as a senior going out in your last collegiate golf tournament, you couldn't ask for anything better than being a national champion, and as well as what does it mean to, you know, the Oglethorpe Athletic Department, you know, the Oglethorpe Golf Program, and just your overall experience at NCAAs this year.
For me, I mean, it has been a great year. I mean, that just topped it off. Just put the cherry on top is for winning the national championship. And for, I mean, for for the Oglethorpe staff. I mean, we had the athletic director and everybody out there supporting us, and it was just amazing to have so much support of the OU golf and everybody out there coming out and celebrating with us. And I mean, it was just a nice time to have a national championship and maybe made a proud school and everything. So I mean, it was nice.
Senior golfer Hap Caulfield of Oglethorpe University's 2009 NCAA National Golf Championship team. Hap, congratulations again, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.